Raising Faithful Christian Leaders wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas, and we want to know, what is the best part of Christmas for you? To be honest, there were many years where I felt tired and worn out on hearing the same Christmas story about the shepherds and the angels and the baby in the manger. And there were times when the gift buying and deciding what we could afford and what would be best for all of our kids, it produced more anxiety than it did joy. But the Christmas songs never really got old, and the food and the beauty of Christmas lights and time spent with family and friends produced awesome memories that I cherish. But the best part of Christmas for me, the greatest gift for you and me, is the reason why Jesus came as a baby. It wasn't about the manger or the shepherd or the star. It's about the cross. Jesus saw my sin and your sin. God saw our great need, and he came in human flesh and gave his very own life on the cross because of the great love that he has for us, and he paid the penalty for our sins. This gift is for every person, for all time, in every part of the world, and through his gift, we become the children of God. John 1 verse 12 says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." We know we live in a world with so much pain and destruction, but God came to make us right with him. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." God wants us to have abundant life this Christmas. If you have not received him, accept the greatest gift of all time today. Lay your sins at the cross. Tell God you believe that his sacrifice was for you and receive him. Ask him to be Lord of your life. It will be the best decision you've ever made. Then find a body of believers who can help you grow and ask a believer to help you grow in your faith journey and watch what God will do. Here's another gift for all of you. A friend of mine sent me a link to a beautiful song called "It's About the Cross" by the Ball Brothers. Look it up on YouTube and listen to it. It will help keep your eyes focused on the most important part of Christmas. I will put a link in my blog as well at raisingfaithfulchristianleaders.com. A third great gift for all of us is God's Word, our daily food as believers. I have a question for you. With all the great things that we hear along our journey, are you like me and sometimes can't remember the great sermon, devotional, or podcast you just heard a few days ago? What is wrong with our memories? I will share with you a good illustration from my brother Ron, who has been a faithful listener and critiquer and encourager for this podcast. I shared with him a couple of weeks ago, "I wonder how much impact doing a podcast like this can make when sometimes, when I'm moving on to preparing the next podcast, I can't even remember my topic that was last week." When I shared this frustration with my brother, he told me this illustration. A man writes into the newspaper that he can't remember what the sermon was about on Sunday, so why should he go to church? Then another man writes back and says, "I don't remember what we ate for dinner last Wednesday, but I still eat." Isn't that so true? We don't even remember sometimes the great meal that we ate a few days ago, but it becomes a part of who we are. Spiritual food is like that. We don't always remember what we hear, but it becomes a part of our spiritual DNA, and God's Word gets planted in our hearts and lives and becomes a part of who we are and guides us and leads us. I'm so thankful that I grew up in a family where my parents had devotions with the family on a daily basis, where we went to church every week, and God's Word has become a part of my spiritual DNA. Let's plant God's Word deep in our hearts in the coming year and the years to come. On a different note, when we started this podcast on January 1 of this year, I committed with God to doing this for 1 year, and then I would reevaluate. It's been a great year. I've learned a lot. I have enjoyed sharing what God has put on my heart. Many people have encouraged me and blessed me by letting me know how they have been encouraged by the podcast, and they've encouraged me to keep going. Please pray for wisdom and direction as I seek God's will for the coming year. Stay tuned for the New Year 2023 podcast. It's about the cross that Jesus came. Have a great week celebrating the greatest gift ever.